Equifax has now printed four straight months of year-on-year decline in Australian mortgage demand. July was down 16.4%. That is not the number a principal should sit with. The number is 4. April was 0.9% down. May, 6.6. June, 18.8. July eased only slightly, to 16.4. Kevin James, Equifax Chief Solution Officer, told Australian Broker the fourth month is the finding. Demand is not just reacting to individual rate decisions. At this stage, he said, it appears to be settling into a lower baseline. The desk question is operational. Are you planning the rest of the year for a smaller inquiry pool, or are you still staffing for a September rebound? Mina Martin reported the Equifax consumer credit demand cut on the 11th of August 2026. The figures landed the morning of a Reserve Bank decision that has already been covered here. This briefing will not rehash the hold. It is a demand story, not a board story. Where earlier months showed pockets of resilience, particularly among older borrowers, July was broad. Gen Z demand fell 21.1%, millennials, 20.1%. The 65-plus cohort, which had held up, was down 11%. There is no age pocket left to hide in. Every state fell. Queensland, 18.6%, South Australia, 17%. Victoria, 16.7%. New South Wales, 16%. Western Australia the shallowest, still 12.8% below July a year earlier. First home buyers fell faster than the market. Australian Broker has June down 20.9% and July down 19.1%. That is the July figure this briefing will use. Smart Property Investment, on the same Equifax report, printed first home buyer demand at minus 19.2 in one cut. Same direction, one-tenth apart. Do not treat them as two different markets. James said the early year support from government deposit schemes had largely been offset by higher rates. The 5% deposit scheme pulled demand forward. It did not create a permanently larger first home buyer pool. If your second half plan still assumes that scheme keeps the inquiry line fat, the July print is the correction. Refinance is not the overflow you may still be counting on. Total refinancing demand fell 17% in June and 15.5% in July. Same lender refinance fell 22.4% in July. Switch lender refinance fell 8.4%. James is reading, the earlier wave of borrowers renegotiating directly with their existing bank has largely run its course. The four-month drop in same lender refinancing suggests much of that initial repricing wave has played out. Today, stricter bank serviceability buffers and elevated household expenses mean fewer borrowers are actively seeking, or qualifying, to adjust their home loans. A same lender reprice that used to be a Tuesday phone call is now a serviceability conversation. Switch lender work is the slice that held up better, at minus 8.4. Held up better is not growth. It is the least bad line in a falling table. James's holding pattern is the remainder of the year, not a weather report for August. Without a clear signal on cash rate relief or broader economic easing, he said, this cautious holding pattern is likely to remain the reality for the remainder of the year. In May they observed a handbrake. June accelerated. July was the fourth month. The unfinished sentence on a working desk is that a holding pattern is a staffing decision, a marketing spend decision, and a referring partner conversation. It is not a reason to invent a settlement forecast, and this briefing will not invent one. Equifax published inquiry demand. It did not publish your pipeline in dollars. Four questions before you touch the second half plan. 1. What was last quarter's inquiry mix, by product, not by feeling? First home buyer, other purchase, same lender refinance, switch lender refinance. If you cannot produce the split, that is the finding. 2. What share of those inquiries were first home buyers? A book that rode the deposit scheme surge is now riding a cohort down 19.1% in July, after 20.9% in June. That is not a niche. 3. What share was same lender refinance? If that was the overflow that kept the week full, James says the wave has played out, and buffers plus expenses are now the gate. 4. Does the second half roster, the lead spend, and the settlement target still assume a September rebound? If yes, you are planning against the baseline Equifax just described. This is not a forecast that your settlements will fall 16.4%. Demand is not settlements. A smaller inquiry pool can still produce a decent month if conversion, panel speed, and file quality hold. It cannot produce last year's inquiry count. Do not staff, spend or promise referring partners as if it will. Where the smaller pool hits depends on the book you actually run. A first home buyer weighted desk is sitting in the steepest published cut. The scheme pulled demand forward. Higher rates offset it. The job this week is to count how much of last quarter was first home buyer, and to stop treating that share as the second half run rate. A same lender refinance desk is sitting in the slice James says has largely played out. Minus 22.4% in July. The job is to stop counting Tuesday reprices as a pipeline and to look at whether any of those clients now fail a buffer they used to pass. A switch lender or other purchase desk has the least bad line. Minus 8.4% on switch lender refinance. That is still a smaller pool. The job is conversion and a named panel path, not a volume story. A broad book, every state and every age, has no pocket of resilience left. Queensland through Western Australia, Gen Z through 65+. The job is the whole inquiry process, which inquiries you take, how fast you decline the ones that will not qualify, and how you talk to referring partners about a quieter second half. Three actions this week. 1. Pull last quarter's inquiries. Split them. First home buyer, other purchase, same lender refinance, switch lender. Dollar value if you have it, file count if you do not. Do not invent a settlement forecast from Equifax percentages. Use your own book. 2. Rewrite the second half plan against a smaller pool. Roster, lead spend, and what you have already told referring partners. If September is still the rebound month on the whiteboard, take it off. James's holding pattern is the remainder of the year. 3. Change the conversation, not the conversion fantasy. Tell partners the inquiry pool is smaller and the same lender reprice wave has played out. Keep a named fallback on every live file. A quieter market is when a single lender habit becomes a single point of failure. James is right that 4 months is a baseline, not a blip. He is right that deposit scheme support was offset by higher rates, that the reprice wave has played out, and that buffers plus expenses mean fewer qualify. The unfinished sentence is that a lower baseline is only useful if you stop staffing the desk for the old one.